Hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Gotcha.
All right. This is Corinthian. Good morning, Clay and Sean.
Thanks.
How fitting! How fitting that you have police sirens.
What you were saying earlier about that the crime in Jackson, and me has always been on. You can't out police crime, not in Jackson, not anywhere in the south of Jackson, even 10 times the size of Jackson. And to the point now, you can't out justice system it. You know, you can put as many judges on there, hard bar, tough on crime judges you want. But I'm more leaning towards that it's the culture. The culture has to change in Jackson. Just like there's a culture in the suburbs and Madison and Flowood and other places that there's desirable to live at, Jackson has a cultural problem where the minority of the, I guess, the impoverished community is dictating the quality of life for everyone else. Even the ones who live in paycheck to paycheck, barely making it, but somehow they figure out it's not okay to go rob people just because you're poor. And when you got people like Chuckway and mindless people like Kenneth Stokes out there blaming poverty on crime, when I grew up in the projects on the welfare system, yet I always knew common sense that it's not okay to go rob somebody. It's not okay to go take what you didn't work for. So it's a more cultural thing that Jackson suffers from. And unless we get that addressed, unless we can somehow force the culture that we need in Jackson for Jackson to survive as a capital city, Jackson will never change. And I believe if the state has a part in that, and Tate Reeves, they can't keep pussyfooting around it. They got to do something because this is the capital city. And at the same time, the state have that executive and legislative prowess where they can do something about it, but they just don't want to do because it's not enough money in it. So the blaming field goes on both ends, it looks like. And we need people who grassroots effort need to get up and hold our politicians accountable, our neighbors accountable, because we got to get mobilized, regardless of you're Republican or Democrat. If we can come together and say, hey, we got to get safer streets. No more grandmas laying on their couch watching whatever it is, Family Feud, whatever, need to be shot in the head because she's minding her own business and little Day-Day can't get it right. Because 9 out of 10 is always little Day-Day. Mm-hmm. So that's not racism. It's the fact.
It's realism.
Jackson have a cultural problem when 9 out of 10 is someone black killing somebody black. And then when we do get the black cheerleaders that come in, like Al Sharpton and Mr. Crump, they only come in because it's a white person against a black person, or a white person did this to defend themselves against a black person. But never you hear them coming about, like you said, 34-plus murders with black people killing black people.
Never. And that's my problem. I want equal and outrage.
It's sad. It's really sad. And you can't get beyond the talking points because if someone white said, God forbid it, because they're racist. If someone black said, oh, you're Uncle Tom, or you this, you wish you want to be. It's like that. This culture have ran its time in Jackson, and I'd be damned to be somebody who choose and decide to live in Jackson to let other folks who only live there because Jackson is becoming a welfare state or city where we continue to allow a foster environment for impoverished people, where we continue to allow HUD to dictate development in our area, where we continue to allow Section A become or build its blueprint in our city. When you build these places, yes, it helps folks, but most people that it attracts are baby mamas with five different baby daddies with three children. You know, you got people who not doing right. And you have people also always having their hands out for nothing to work for. So that environment has to cease for Jackson to be able to grow, because when you have ownership, you have morals, you stand for something. And it doesn't take you to be a Democrat or Republican or who you vote for. It's more about people who wake up and say, hey, we got to fight and work together to protect what we work hard for.
Amen. Corinthian, I'm up against my break, brother. Have a blessed weekend. Thanks for calling.
You too.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I want to say one thing before we take the break. To his point, it's like these people, that have these peace, these stop the violence rallies, those are the same people causing the violence. And it's like the fireman setting fire so he can put them out. You're not doing anything. Stop the other part. Quit playing this game. This is the Clay Edwards Show with Sean Yurtkaran. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, we got about a minute left here in this hour. I know I hate doing that to y'all at the end of the hours, cramming you with commercials, coming back for a minute, cramming you with more commercials and news and stuff like that. But, hey, that's how we pay the bills around here. And sometimes we just get on a burner and we can't quit talking. We get a good caller like the last, heck, all three calls today have been spectacular. Buddy, Chris, Corinthian. Corinthian, we just had somebody text in and said that we should make you the call of the day. I know you play well with this audience. I appreciate you calling in. It takes having common sense. It takes, I'm just going to be honest with you, I'm going to say the quiet part out loud. Like white suburbanites, they need to hear black folks with common sense call in every now and then. And because it reminds everybody, everybody ain't the same. Everybody ain't a big monolith. That's why Kim Wade does well in the afternoons. They like hearing from Kim Wade. They like hearing from black folks with common sense. And that's what we need more of, because it helps bust up these stereotypes a little bit. All right, we'll be right back after this break on WYAB.